Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, or in Mitzvah Resh Pei Gimel, Hisir Adayin, etc. V'hu Amr Loisana, we've been tossing B'zeh Alav Gamken Azhara, L'melamit Tzchus Sheliachzer V'ilamit Chova. So we have from Losalma Riv Lintos, Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, that there's a losase, that if you're melamit schus, the Beis Din is melamit schus, so he shouldn't go back and be melamit choiva. And also v'chein machzirin l'schus, if they met a psak din and then they find a merit for him, they bring him back v'chein machzirin l'choiva. But not if they have a to his detriment. V'chein ein maschilin min hagadol. You don't start the psak from the you don't start the you don't begin the discussion of the case with the gadol, with the great judge. These are all learned from Losan El Riv, and that also includes with how the Rambam begins over here, which I skipped over, that the judge isn't allowed to go incline one way by relying on the other judge. It has to be based on his own understanding, his own analysis. So we learn various halachas from Losan El Riv. We Siyata Dishmaya, we have recorded a whole series on Losan El Riv, and now we're going to say differently, but be a big schus if you would listen to that. A schus for me, of course. So when here we're basing ourselves in the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagaon Rav Rafael HaKohen Kunstler Shlita. So that the Rambam says the din of machzir and the schus vein machzir and the choiv you learn from this pasuk of Losan El Riv Lintos is very difficult to understand, because we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin 33b that we learned this from the pasuk of Naki v'Tzadik Al Tarok. That steht in Gemara Minayin liyotze mebeis din chayev echaroi miyesh li slamid alav schus minayin shemachzirin oisai. So to bring him back from schus, we learn naki al tarog. Don't kill someone who's naki. And then we have vayt there. Yotze mebeis din zakai, and somebody says, I have chova to learn. Minayin shein machzirin oisai. Tzadik al tarog, where she says, mashmashin et tzadik bedin. Afo pich einoi naki. So he was mitzadik, was a tzadik bedin, even though it's not necessarily innocent. But it doesn't matter, because once you make him zakai, you know how to go back and make him chayiv. So that's a halacha that was learned from this pasuk of Naki v'tzadik al tarik. And the Rambam says, no, the din of machzirin l'schus, vein machzirin l'choiva, is derived from the pasuk of losane al riv lintos, which is surprising that the Rambam would derive it from a pasuk that is different than the Gemara, farshteitzach, of course, in the Sifri, in Parashat Shoftim, also in the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. They didn't go b'derech habavli, and they learned from the pasuk of tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, akol panim das harambam, heim deloy keman, not like the bavli, not like the Yerushalmi. The Rambam comes up with his own pasuk. So b'vadai, heilo eishu makor, l'dvarav, aval tzich leva'er, amai miyein lohavi ha'alfusa de gemore. Why did the Rambam not bring the alfusa of the gemore? Amazel lo yatov lo. The chinuch l'chayre had this kasha, because b'derech chinuch b'chol makom holich b'derech Rambam b'kol abalav d'loisane al riv kama dinim v'izkir hode amalamit schus lo yachzu v'ilamit choiva. Vadei maschilim begadol, ach bazeh shina mei Rambam. In other words, from Laysan al Riv, he learns that if you learn schus, you shouldn't go back and learn for his incrimination, for his chayva. And he also learns you don't start from the gadol. Right, Laysan al Rav, the person's not going to want to answer the bigger rabbi, so you start from the katan. And but he changed from the Rambam. There's a discrepancy between the Chinuch and the Rambam that he doesn't include Ein Machzir and Lechova. In other words, he goes B'derech HaRambam, but he says Ad Kan. Ad Kan, I'm not going to learn from this Pasuk that Machzir and Leschus Ein Machzir and Lechova of Lo San Al Riv, because frankly, the Gemara doesn't do that. So this apparently bothered the Sefer HaChinuch. By the way, the translation, Lo Nasal Riv Lintos, means don't answer in the dispute to incline. So this can mean don't seek to incline in the dispute. And not based on your own understanding. Also, we get an answer when it says, Losan al Reef, don't answer. When don't answer? That if you argued for acquittal, don't argue for incrimination. And we reconvene for acquittal, but not incrimination. We don't, Losan al Reef, we don't answer in the dispute after we already judged for Litzchus. We don't go back and judge Lechova. Akopanim, anosei shalanu ulavin divrei Rambam. Lama Rambam sata mi Agmara. Agmara lomedet mi Naki b'tzadik al tarog, that if you machzir in l'schus vein machzir in l'chova, and the Rambam learns from Losan al Riv. Ve'advarim meorim tmiha. Le'alan b'mitzvah reish tzadi. Koteva Rambam, Hisira Dayan, Shtolachto Hagdorim Boimeda Das. In other words, the Dayan has to go not based on Oimed Hadas, in other words, not based on circumstantial evidence, but rather by way of conjecture. He has to have rayas. In other words, if someone's running after someone to kill him, and then he enters a house and the fellow runs after him and you find a knife in him and afterwards, you don't know that it was the fellow ran after him. So, tzich ladat ma ata oseh. Ze ma shekotev Rambam v'lomed et ze mi'noki v'tzadik al tarog. Don't kill a noki in a tzadik. Ze Ramban sham tamal a Rambam. שלא הזכיר הדין המבואר להדיה, בגמורה, שלומדים מהפסוק הזה, דמינוקי והצדיק אל תהרוג מחזירים לזכוס ואין מחזירים לחויבה. תמר רמבן על הרמב״ם, שלא הזכירו שהמדרש שתפסו בו בעלי הגמרא, הוא עיקר ובו היה רואה לתפוס. ואיך השמיט הרמב״ם עיקר הדרשה אשר דרשו חז"ל בהך קרוא, דנוקי וצדיק אל תהרוג. In other words, the Rambam takes the Naki v'tzadik al tarog, and it says, all right, don't paskin based on conjecture. Okay. So the Ramban says, why don't you like what the Gemara says, lahedya? That machzirin l'schus, vein machzirin l'choyba. And when you learn from a pasuk, you should learn from the pasuk of the Baalei HaGemara. So how does the Rambam omit the Iker Jerusha that Chazal Darshan on this pasuk of Noki Vitzadik Al Tarok. The Gemara learns from Naki Vitzadik Al Tarok. And the Rambam doesn't learn from Naki Machzirin L'Schutz Vein Machzirin L'Chayva. The Rambam doesn't like that. And instead the Rambam learns from here, not to paskin based on conjecture. Why does the Rambam not, why is the Rambam typeface what the Gemara learns? In the Megillas Esther, he's Deicha Tainas HaRamban Sha'ad HaRamban. המדרש שדרשו בו בגמרא הוא אסמכתא. ואין לו פשט בפסוק כלל. וזה לפי שחזור הסנהדרין לסחוס ומבור בעצמוי. שנצטרך להחזיר שם לא נחזיר שם בית ניאבו אלא הסיר צריך מאחר שזה אמר שיש לו לומד עליו סחוס. ומי ידע כי אפשר שיש ממש בדבריו. בדבריו. זאת אומרת, מגילס אסתר says that he's דרך את התנא דרמבן. He says this pasuk that the Gemara is darshining of Noki v'tzadik al tarik to say that you machzirin l'schus vein machzirin l'chayva is only an asmachta. Why? You don't need a pasuk. We already have a pasuk. What's the pasuk? I'll tell you the pasuk. The pasuk is lo sirtzach. If there's schus to learn and you don't learn it. Then by golly, the court could be over in Los Sirtzach. That's a milsa de pshita vein sarich kra. So the inyan ain machzir in lechayva that you don't bring him back if you have chayva to learn to incriminate him. That's a chiddush. For that you need a pasuk. But once you already see that for machzirin le choiva, machzirin le that you use this pasuk for ein machzirin le schus, she ein machzirin that machzirin le schus, you see that this pasuk is only an asmachta, because machzirin le schus, you don't need to come on to Naki v'tzadik al tarog. You have lo sirtzach. Somebody has some schus to learn for him, so avada you should go with the schus. It's pashut that the whole drush is an asmachta. It's not really, you don't really need to learn from here. You have lo sirtzach. So once we already apply that, that the pasuk is an asmachta for machzirin l'schus, so it'll also apply to in machzirin l'chayva. So the Rambam doesn't use this pasuk because it's only an asmachta. Of not Naki v'tzadik al tarik. But it appears muchroch, midas haramban, zot drasha gmura. Drasha gmura, then machzirin l'schus. And we have a kasha like the Megillas Esther. Zemilsa de pshita. Of course, machzirin l'schus. For that, you don't need a pasuk. זה לא קושי על למה רמם לא למד משם. והנה, בגמרא במסכת סנהדרין, כתוב, מניין ליוצא מבייסדין, חייב, V'amr echad yesh li lamed alav schus. How do you know that if somebody walks out of Beis Din, chayiv, he walks out of Beis Din having been found liable, and someone said, I have the ability to teach a reason to acquit him. So how do you know you bring him back? Noki al tarik. Great. And then the Gemara says a little bit vaiter, amr of shimi, I used to always pronounce that simi. But I see when they're menaked that they menaked the shin, on the right side. Amar of Shimi Barashi, v'chilufa l'meisis. T'chsiv loy sachmo v'loy sechase olav. So Rashi Rashi says the opposite of this is the halacha with regard to one who entices others to engage in idol worship. Neither you shall spare him nor shall you conceal him, as it says in Dvorim 13:9. So he's brought back to court to be found liable, but not to acquit him. And Rav Kahana teaches from another pasuk, Mechi haroig targenu, that you shall kill him. You shall surely kill him. The repetition of the verb indicates that he's killed even in circumstances where transgressions of other prohibitions would not be. So by emesis, one who subverts to avodah zarah, we have a din of machzirin. We have machzirin lechoiva, but not leschus. V'Rabbeinu Yoina Sham Hevi B'Shem Yesh Meforshim, T'chi Amrinan V'Chilufa L'Meisis, Ayotze L'Beis Din Zakai, V'Amar Echad Yesh Yilamed Olav Choyva Kaima, T'hasim Shaykh L'Meim Eloi Sach Mol Olav, K'loimer Me'achar Shu Chayiv Min Adin, Ein Lach Mol Olav, Zokt Rabbeinu Yoina, in the name of Yesh Meforshim, that then when it says in the Gemara, V'Chilufa L'Meisis, that the opposite applies to a subverter. How did I translate emesis before? An enticer, one who entices others to engage in idol worship. So that's referring to somebody who comes out of Beis Din Zakai, and somebody says, Yesh li lamed alav choivo. There we say, Loi sach mol olav, since he's chayev min adin, ein lach mol olav. As there was a line in, I think it was the Karate Kid, no mercy, no mercy. Rabbi say. Ask me about movies from the 70s and 80s, and hopefully I'll forget, but I might be able to tell you. But Baruch Hashem, from the 90s on, it's already past my time, past my prime, Baruch Hashem. In any event, Ein Lachmol Olav. You don't have mercy when the guy is really, when the gentleman, or I don't know how gentle he is, when he's really Chayiv, when you're Loimed Schus, and then afterwards, you say no, you realize there's reason to incriminate him, you bring him back. Bring him back. Bring him back from the bullpen. Aval yotze mi Beis Din chayiv. But let's say he goes out of the Beis Din chayiv. V'amar echod, yesh li lelamed olav schus, lek lemeimar deloy ma'adrinon. Gait arroz from Beis Din chayiv, he goes out of the Beis Din incriminated, and somebody says, I want to learn schus. There, we don't say lo ma'adrina. Why? Because it's not shaykh to say lo sach mol olav. What do you mean? If he's zakai, isn't min davar ze? That he comes out, that he's really zakai. And we say, no. We already said he's chayev. V'az samim rosh bakir, like they say in modern Hebrew. Rosh bakir means you don't want to think about it, you just want to act without considering what you're doing, without thinking about it. Mapitom. If he comes out that he's you came out that he's chayiv, and I have reason to learn zakai, you can't say that lo mityachasim, and you kill the guy. If he's zakai, then of course you have to let him off the hook. Laman argenu shaloi kedin. So Rabbeinu Yoni says this whole vort, that chilufe b'meisis is only chilufe b'meisis, that if he comes out zaka and you can learn chayiv, then you bring him back. But if he came out zakai and you can learn chayiv, then you bring him back, even though normally you wouldn't bring him back in such a case. But here you do. But if he came out chayiv and you can learn zakai, then you do bring him back, like in all other cases. Aval, הוא הביא, בהמשך דבריו, הוא הביא מהתוספתו, מניין ליוצא מבייז דין זקאי, ואומר אחד יש לי ללמד עליו סחוס שאין מחזירים. How do we know that if somebody comes out זקאי, and somebody says, excuse me, comes out of the Beis Din Chayiv, and somebody says, Yeshi Lamed Olav Schus She'ein Machzirin. Talmud Lomer v'lo sachmol. And as this, there also, lo sachmol. If he comes out chayiv, and you can learn schus on him, ein marzirin. It's an unbelievable tzefta. Ein marzirin. Even though you can learn, he came out chayiv, you can learn schus on him. No, lo rotzim l'shmol. Horgim oto, lo tachmol. V'kach pasak ha-rambam b'emet, b'perek yud alef me'elchot sanedrin, the yotza chayiv, v'omar echod yesh li lamed olav schus, ein machzirin oisoy. That he comes out of the bezed in chayiv, and somebody says, I have a schus to learn for Yanim, you don't bring him back. Achein hadvarim, tzmuhin tuva, u'kemuvuar midvrei yesh meforshim b'rabbeinu yoino. If he came out chayiv, and you can learn schus for him. You don't. And we kill him. So we have to ask, like the Rabbeinu Yoina holds in the name of the Yesh Mefarshim. How do you kill a guy who's shalok adin? If you have schus to learn from him, you have to learn schus. Ma kore po. Yesh lanu kama ksheim po. Yesh lanu koshi. Lama Rambam. Zata midivrei Gemara. שהרב בן ציון בנדיקט זצ"ל, או שהיה רב גדול בחיפה, הוא כתב הרמב"ם ללא סטייה מן התלמוד. זה ספר, הוא רוצה להוכיח מכמה מקומות, זה ספר מאוד קרי, מאוד בהיר, למה שהרמב"ם לא סטה מהתלמוד. אבל פה לכאורה הרמב"ם כן סטה מהתלמוד. כי בגמרא לומדים מנוקי וצדיק אל תהרויק, ומה ש... what the Gemara learned from נוקי וצדיק אל תהרויק, the Rambam learns from Lonesan Al Riv that if the person and Machzirun Neschus veMachzirun LeChoiva. The Gemara learns from Naki B'Tzadik Al Tarek, and the Rambam learns it for Lo Nasal Ariv Lintos. So why does the Rambam say differently than the Gemara? And we also had a kasha in the Ramban. And the Ramban is bothered why the Rambam doesn't use the Naki B'Tzadik Al Tarek, so the Megillas Esther says, because it's Pashat, it's an Asmachta. And the Rambam says, it's not an Asmachta, and we showed that the Megillas Esther makes more sense, seemingly. So we have to understand the Ramban. We also have to understand this Halacha, and when it comes to a mesis, or machzir, the mesis, we're not machzir him, even if we learn choiva, and we have a schus to learn for him, we're not machzir him. We don't retry the case. We just kill him. How do you kill a person who might very well be innocent? As elu akushiyot shelanu, ubezrat Hashem, derech klal ha-shiurim shelanu be. ספר המצוות, על ספר המצוות הם שיעורים קצרים יותר, אבל פה יש לנו מהלך ארוך יותר שאני מקווה שאנחנו נראה ונתענג ונבין ונעמיק ונשמח ונענה בעזרת השם. אז אנא יישארו עמנו בעזרת השם, בפעם הבאה אנחנו נמשיך, אני מקווה בשמחה ובטוב לבב מרוב כל, שלום שלום אהוביי, ידידיי מורי ורבותיי. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. ואני מקווה שבינתיים תוכלו לחשוב על כיווני חשיבה. תודה רבה רבה שלכם.